So today I want us all to look at the verses that we read together earlier in Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to 20, particularly the last verse of our reading that says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So, what is going on in our reading today? Well, we see here of a man who has approached Jesus concerned about his son. His son is seriously ill. He is having seizures that put him at great risk. Verse 15, we read that the seizures cause him to fall into fires and into water. So it's incredibly dangerous for this child. The man then approaches Jesus because the disciples had failed to deliver this child from his sickness. And this earned them a strong rebuke from Jesus. He calls them in verse 17 a perverse and unbelieving generation. Now, I don't know about you, but if I heard these words from Jesus, it would cut me in half. Jesus then heals the boy, and the disciples ask him in verse 19, "Why could we not do it?" And Jesus replies, "Because of your little faith." And then he uses the mustard seed as an example. Now, the mustard seed is very small. So this passage is often taught as you can do anything, absolutely anything. You can even move a mountain with just a little bit of faith. Now, as true as this is, I don't think this explanation gives the full story of what Jesus is saying here in light of the wider context. Jesus specifically states a mustard seed here. He does not say a small seed, neither does he reference other smaller seeds. There is something significant about the mustard seed. Now, it is very likely that this event happened in the valley between the Sea of Galilee and Mount Tabor, an area that is absolutely covered in mustard, I believe still to this day. It is a weed that grows everywhere. Any advantage that mustard can take, it grabs in the arid land. It continues to progress and grow through scorching hot days and freezing cold nights. And as it perseveres, it can surround and undercut the rock, digging its roots into the stone, moving boulders, literally moving mountains, eating away at the stone with its roots. And friends, this, I believe, is Jesus's point here. He is not speaking simply about faith. He's not simply saying a little faith can move mountains. No, what Jesus is speaking about here is tenacity. He is speaking about a tenacious faith, a faith that keeps going, a faith that will fight on through all situations, just like the mustard seed, a faith that holds and bores deep in times of trouble, a faith that is strong enough to upend boulders and erode away mountains, the faith of a mustard seed. And this is the point. The disciples were trying to deliver this boy from his ailments. And the reason why they failed was not because they could not do it. We see them heal people throughout Scripture. No, the reason why they could not do it here was because they gave up. They stopped believing. And this is the issue that Jesus is addressing here. And the reason why they stopped believing is because they looked to themselves. Verse 19, the disciple asked, why couldn't we drive it out? Why couldn't we drive it out? And friends, here lies the issue. Lost in our sin, we can't do anything on our own. And the quicker we realize this and turn to Jesus and keep hold of him, the tighter we grasp the cross, the deeper we root ourselves into his word and into his community, the church, the better things will be for us. The more we can overcome, the more we can work through together. Friends, 2020 has been a very, very tough year. The church has been closed for several months because of the global pandemic. The lockdown has affected many of us. The isolation has caused significant issues with physical and mental health. Many are anxious because of the pandemic. Many are concerned about their jobs when the furlough scheme lifts. And for those of us who have braved coming back to church, well, it's not the same, is it? We are all hurting. We're all missing out on real fellowship and, of course, singing together. I really miss the singing. Life has become a lot harder. It is difficult and it can be very, very painful. But friends, we must never give up. We must never give up. We must have the faith of the mustard seed. A tenacious faith that will never let go of Jesus. Friends, the lesson we see here is that the quickest way to fail in the Christian walk, the quickest way to give up, is to take our eyes off of Jesus and focus on ourselves and our own problems. Verse 19. Why couldn't we drive it out? Friends, the lesson today is that we can't do anything. Nothing. So keep your eyes on Jesus. Fight from his victory and be tenacious in your walk with God. Keep your eyes on Jesus and you can do anything. You can even move mountains. Isn't that great? But if you look to yourself when you face any kind of trial, friends, just like the disciples in our reading, you will fail. you will fall at the first hurdle. I'm not feeling great. I'm too tired. I can't lose weight. I can't beat my depression. I can't stop drinking. I can't give up the drugs. I can't stop thinking about her. I can't forgive my friend. I can't forgive myself. I am not good enough to apply for this job. It is impossible to learn the piano. This exam is too hard for me. I will never pass my driving test. If we go into another lockdown on Monday, I don't know how I'm going to cope. Friends, it's all lies. All lies. Lies from the devil himself. Friends, I want you to put your hands up if you believe in God. Now, don't be shy. I know you might be watching this at home, and it might seem a bit awkward, but put your hands up if you believe in God. Now, keep your hands up if you believe God, the God of the Bible, is all powerful. Now shout amen if you believe God can do the impossible. Amen. Well, then why do you give up? Why do you give up so easily? When times get tough, why do you look to yourself for answers rather than to Jesus? Why do you try and battle through life on your own and in your own strength rather than fight from Jesus' victory? Friends, today we gather to worship the Almighty, the God of heaven who created the cosmos, the God of heaven who defeated kings and empires, who parted the sea, who sustained his people in a desert and crumbled impenetrable walls. We come to a God who healed the sick, who made the blind see, who fed thousands of people with just a little boy's lunchbox. A God who calmed the sea and who walked on water. Friends, we come to a God who took your sin, not in part but the whole, and nailed it to the cross. So today we can sing, it is well with my soul. And on the third day, friends, our God, he rose again, beating death itself. And he ascended into heaven, where he rules right now over every single atom of creation. And friends, he has got your back. So I ask again, why do you give up? What we learn from this passage is that when things got tough, the disciples looked to themselves instead of Jesus, and as a result, they quickly gave up. Jesus replies to them, "Where is your faith? Where is your faith? Be like the mustard seed. Dig deep, fight hard, and you will topple mountains." Friends, we're being called today as his church, as his bride, to be tenacious, to never give up. Let me assure you this morning, COVID-19 can't win. whatever anxieties you have in your life. They can't beat you because our God is bigger. I will leave it there. Amen. We're going to sing our final hymn together, When Peace Like a River.